This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
Every year, pet owners are required to register their pets and ensure they have rabies vaccinations. The Chattanooga-Hamilton County Health Department teams up with the HCVMA, or Hamilton County Veterinary Medical Association, to provide rabies clinics in various locations. Dr. Cobb is the president of the HCVMA.
Rabies is actually a fatal viral zoonotic disease. When we say a zoonotic disease, we mean that there is the potential for the transmission from animals to humans. So it is a public threat. It is a virus. And it is transmitted, most of the time, it's through bite wounds from an animal that's infected, specifically the saliva. If it comes in contact or penetrates human skin or mucous membranes, then it's almost always fatal.
Most of the cases where domestic pets are exposed to rabies are when they get into an altercation with an infected wild animal.
The most common ones we worry about, particularly in wild animals, we worry about raccoons, skunks, coyotes, foxes, and bats. Those are your biggest carriers of rabies in the wildlife population. And then in domestic animals, we're concerned about dogs, cats, ferrets, horses, and cattle. Most people think of the symptoms of rabies being salivating, foaming at the mouth, acting aggressive. And that is one form of rabies. There's also other forms of rabies. There's a paralytic or a dumb form is what they call it, in which they're more of in a kind of a moribund state. Basically, we consider any abnormal neurologic behavior in an animal as rabies until proven otherwise. So far, I've never seen a case of rabies, and I attribute that to the wonderful vaccination protocols of veterinarians as well as your state regulatory agencies.
The rabies vaccination is required by law, yet last year, the Health Department Rabies Clinic saw only a portion of the pet population in Hamilton County. Veterinarians are the only professionals that can administer the shots, and the vets working at the Health Department Rabies Clinics have volunteered their time.
In Hamilton County, we vaccinated approximately, in total, through the Health Department last year, it was reported 67,626. That's dog and cats. But what that breaks down to, and what concerns me as a veterinarian, is only 56% of the dogs in Hamilton County were vaccinated, and only 20% of the cats, which is really worrisome to me because cats are the ones that are most reported to be suspect with rabies. You know, somebody will see a cute little cat, and they'll go to the back door to try to get him. And of course, the cat is feral or he's scared and bites the person. And then immediately that cat gets captured and most likely is going to be euthanized. So it is important to get cats vaccinated.
In addition to the vaccinations, you can register your pet at most of the rabies clinic locations.
The cost of the vaccinations themselves are $12, and we ask that you bring exact change. The Signal Mountain, Collegedale, Lakeside Red Bank, and Saudi Daisy pet tags are $5 if the pet is spayed or neutered, $10 if the pet is not spayed or neutered. The City of East Ridge is $5 if the pet is spayed or neutered, and $25 if it's not. City of Chattanooga, this is actually very important. This is the newest thing that we're doing this year. $10 if the pet is spayed or neutered, and it's $50 if the pet is not spayed or neutered, which seems very, very high to a lot of people. But if you get your unaltered pet spayed or neutered within 30 days of its rabies inoculation, then the pet tag is actually free. So you just have to bring proof that the pet was spayed or neutered.
Dog and cat registration is also required by law. You can be cited for failure to register your animals.
You are subject to be fined if you don't. The other thing we're doing this year, and this is just strictly as a convenience to the public, if you come to the rabies clinic, there will be representatives from, depending on which rabies clinic you're at, there'll be representatives from McCamey, as well as East Ridge for the East Ridge ones, and then also the Humane Society for the Hamilton County tag, so depending on which clinic you're at. It's just an added convenience. You can go ahead, while you're there getting the rabies shot, you can go ahead and get your city registration or your county.
Most cat owners do not get their pets registered and vaccinated. Many believe that keeping their cat inside is protection enough.
I've read that the number one reason people don't get their cats vaccinated is because the trip to the vet clinic is very stressful to them. They get very upset in the carriers. And that's understandable. I don't like to see my cats upset either. But the important thing is that if your cat does get out, it is protected. Especially if there's been a boom with coyotes. I know particularly in Red Bank, there's been a drastic increase in the number of coyotes, as well as in Hickson. They don't come in just for the vaccination. They come in for the exam. So we catch a lot of health issues with these animals when they come in every year that we wouldn't have found, you know, if they come in every 4 years or every 5 years. You just never know. There's people coming in and out of your house, and you can't prevent your cat from going out. You can't always be 100% sure that they're going to stay indoors and not come in contact with any other animals or wildlife. Or worse yet, if your animal escapes, cat or dog, and bites somebody, legal issues aside, there's also the health issues of if you can produce vaccination records that that animal was vaccinated for rabies, then the quarantine is only 10 days. If your animal is bitten by an animal that they think is rabid, say a coyote or a bat or something like that, it's 45 days. And then if you know you don't have vaccination records and it's bit by an animal that they suspect having rabies, it's subject to be euthanized.
According to the CDC, the last reported case of human rabies in the state of Tennessee was in 2002. The rabies vaccination programs are working to protect public health.
State regulatory health agencies, along with veterinarians, it's phenomenal. We have almost completely eradicated this disease. Because in 1947, there were 6,949 laboratory-confirmed cases of rabies in dogs. There's only 76 in 2005. So, I mean, you've almost completely eradicated this disease. And it's, you know, I think about veterinarians. Back then, that was, you know, rabies dogs would just be walking down the street and acting, foaming at the mouth and things like that. And that's, unfortunately for veterinarians nowadays, that's one of the last things that comes to mind sometimes when we see Fluffy the dog coming in and stumbling. That's one of the last things we think of because we just don't see it as much. And I think that's good and bad. But it's good because we've almost completely eradicated this disease.
The rabies clinics began last weekend and will continue through May 1st. To find a location near you, visit the web at hamiltontn.gov. Rabies vaccinations are required by law for all cats and dogs. If you cannot make it to one of the clinics, be sure to take your pet to your veterinarian each year for their vaccination. You can find more information on our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC, with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.